Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give a big hand clap again to the worship team. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if you should give a big hand clap to Amy. No. I say, I don't know whether you should. Because his best guitar, there was something wrong. Either you came late and you didn't tune it well, or, glory be to God. You see, I'm very musical, I can know when something is what? Yeah. Ordinary, they can't tell when they, For me, I could tell from the rule, from the start, However, we did well, The worship was great, But it would have been greater if that bass guitar was what? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. That's why I stood up, I went, I asked him, what's up, Then told me there was something wrong. Then I told him, can you go and compensate, Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. I am very zealous for some things. Extremely zealous. Someone can call it maybe an obsessive compulsive disorder. But if it works well with God, then it is a good disorder. Hallelujah. I was telling someone, I think it was Damba and Fiona, I was telling them some time ago that I don't know why I'm so, when it comes to worship, I'm so, I can only just rest when something is wrong. So I told them, I don't know whether it is a gift, or it is just a disorder, or I'm just too extreme. Then I remembered many years ago when we were on campus, a friend of mine, some guy, who is here today, Gabriel, brother Gabby, stand up and they give you a big hand clap. Hiya. Now, if you go to Nakasero Hospital for surgery, those are the guys who charge you highly, who eat your money. He's a surgeon, and you can see his what? Glory be to God. He's standing. All that is what? Nakasero Hospital money. Anyway, but he had a dream. Years ago, I think we were like in fourth year or third year, med school. He had a dream when I was singing some song. It's not for good, but if we ever sang it here with the guitars tuned well, you guys, you'll see what can happen. But then he had a dream when I was singing that song and people were getting born again. Then, many years after that, I had a dream when we were in a large hall, and in that hall, there were two worship teams. There was a worship team from Miracle Center, and they were doing their thing, practicing and stuff. Then, there was a worship team of KPC, Watoto Church, and I was in that worship team, and we were also doing our thing, same room. Then, yes, I remember I sang a certain song, and man, the glory descended in the place. It was powerful that at the end of all the sessions, Kayanja, Robert Kayanja, came from his side, the MC side, and he came to the KPC side, and he told me that, do you have that? Have you recorded that song on ever? Like on CD, Like, can I get it, As in the guy was so blessed by the presence, that I demonstrated, It was just a dream, And then, either before that or prior to that, I'd had a dream when I was in KPC Central. We were worshiping, and then one of the worship leaders came, as we worshiped, he came, and he put the mic, like, before me, at my mouth. So he wanted me to sing and the whole crowd. Then I jumped, I remember. I pushed it. I said, we're talking about those dreams. And we're like, and Damba said, I think It is a gift now. You have the gift. That's why you always want to mess us up. Glory be to God. But I don't know if it's a gift or it is just my deep love for God, where I cannot stand God receiving inferior worship. You understand? Especially by people who proclaim, who confess to love him. Which reminds me. You guys, those older kids who come in here to worship, and then they go after, please, your kids, tell them that, advise them not to just sit. I saw all of them were sitting. You understand? Teach the kids that, that they come in here to worship, not to what? Okay? Parents, your kids, let them, let kids grow with this understanding. Because I saw all of them sitting, just looking, Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So anyway, is it a gift or it is just a disorder? What do you think? Both. Someone has said both. Who has said both? I need to give him money. What? Pesh. I just wanted to find out who has said. You can see how money is powerful, amen? Yeah. But it is a good disorder. But some other things, I don't care. Some other things I don't care. Especially things outside church. Some things I don't care. Like stuff at home. There's things I don't care, Hallelujah. But when I come to church, I'm a different man. You should come to my home and see. I don't really, some things they can be about, But when it comes to this, my job, amen. This, my job to please God, I care and passionately. Amen. Glory be to God. Fiona is thinking about a mistake that she made, which is like, the pastor didn't catch that one. Glory be to God. Amen. God is good. God is good. His intent on doing us good. Amen. His intent on doing us what? On doing us good. Amen. Hallelujah. Like he shared. What's his name? Fred. In this season, God is, he wants to, You remember, we began to talk about angels and how to cooperate with them, how to energize them by our worship, by our prayers. You remember, angels need our help, just like we need them. Angels, the Bible says, are ministering spirits, who are there to minister unto us. Okay? However, they need our help. Glory be to God. If we don't give them the help they need, then they won't be able to do the things that God has assigned them to do in our lives. You remember? We shared that Apostle Molinde's testimony. How some angels were hammered, and it is not their fault, but it is the fault of the people to whom you are serving. Glory be to God. Amen. Then I remembered all those dreams which we had when angels love being at LAT, because when they come here in the presence of God, they're energized, to go and carry out the assignments they're supposed to do what? To carry out. Amen. So, I was thinking that this whole talk which somehow God led us into about angels and them being a blessing to us, it must be, it obviously is, there are things that God is either doing or getting ready to do. You understand? And he doesn't want us to miss it, to miss the goodness he's sending our way. So, you understand? So, he's getting us ready. He's getting us to do the things which we should do, so that there's a manifestation of all those things. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen. So, he wants us to do the best we can to help the angels so that they can do what they are supposed to do in our lives. They can bring all the promises of God that are supposed to be fulfilled in this season. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So this is a season. God is going to do great things. He's going to amaze us. Amen. On Friday, Charlotte had a dream. She had a dream and we're going to interpret it. Amen. So volunteers, before the dream is shared. Volunteers, Peshu, who loves money, you're one of them. Peter, haven't forgotten. I told you, you missed the opportunity to interpret it in private yesterday. So I told you now you're going to interpret it in public. So Peter, come. Who else wants to volunteer? You guys, we've been interpreting dreams for 3 years. So you must be pros. Rachel is usually confident. Rachel, where Rachel come? Is Sarah here? She's not here. Huh? Yes. So we are going to, Sarah come. Hallelujah. Come, you guys come. I don't know why people pretend like they don't know English. Going to interpret what? A dream. Hallelujah. So you're going to share it. Make sure, put every detail in there.
Praise God, church. On Friday, I had a dream. I have a friend called Teddy. She didn't come to LAT. But I had a dream that she had met Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And she brought them to LAT. So it was a Sunday service and they came in with her. And I came late for the service. But then Pastor Moses told me not to join the congregation. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland were stretching their hands out and seemingly blessing the people, and everyone's hands were also raised. But everyone looked so tired instead of energized. And it seemed like instead of giving us blessings, they were taking. And then after the service, Pastor Moses was so mad at Teddy because she didn't give him a heads up. And then these people also who seemed like they were innocently blessing us, they were actually taking from us. And then when everyone was sitting around, and I remember in the dream, we had a sort of tradition that we have breakfast before service. But then this time, since the Copelands had come, we had skipped that breakfast part. And after, it was time to take breakfast, but no one was taking breakfast, and everyone seemed so drained and tired. And then Amy came to Pastor Moses, so and he was so frantic and was saying, "Pastor Moses, I had a dream that the Copelands had come to steal the presence of God from us. But then before I could tell you, I found that they had already visited us at LAT." And then Pastor Moses was also helpless because, you know, when he came in and saw the Copelands, he's like, "Oh, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are here. Let them say a word." And then when they were, you know, ministering to us, he realized something was, you know, amiss. And yes, and then in the dream, I remember knowing that it was a dream, and I had to write down every single detail so that I relay it to Pastor Moses. Yeah, that's it.
Glory to God. You've heard it, eh? Okay? So, who wants let this man start, because if he starts, then you say, I agree with Rachel, yeah?
The scripture that comes to mind is, we should not get weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap. I mean, I see people of God who are known for prosperity, and we are being blessed, but we are wary of, you know, doing good. That's what I see.
Okay. Do you want to ask him some question? Huh?
I forgot something small. Even I, who was not part of the congregation but watching, I was also drained. I was also feeling drained. And yeah, even if I was not, you know, part of.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's your interpretation. Eh? People are entitled to their what? Opinions. Yeah. Rachel.
Okay. After listening to it, there is nothing that matches. Like, if they are prosperity people, they are draining from us. So for me, I would disregard the dream and only take the part of the angel's lock, because you were locked out, you were late, so you should come on time.
Yeah. But now, if you say that one part of the dream is real, then why, how can you disregard the entire dream? Yeah? Now, you have changed your mind. So now she's saying that we disregard the whole dream. But then, that is the lesson. Eh? If you accept that a dream is from God, always what? Don't pick parts that you want, eh? And then dish others. Eh? Okay? What? Wait. Yeah. There's a part she forgot to share. She said that in the dream she met some people from Watoto, who she told that had fired someone from church. Then she's like, yeah, at our church, we believe in dreams. You know, then she took them through our DNA, that bit. Yeah.
Okay. Pastor Rory says my interpretations are biased, so mine is definitely biased. For starters, there's something extremely powerful in LAT, and We should be very cautious about what we let in, even in our lives, because it will drain out that which we have received from here. That's what I see. And regardless of how high up there it seems, I still, for me, it's a caution to us as children, as LAT, to be mindful about what we take in from outside. Yeah, because it will drain you. Of what you have received from here.
Yeah, but this wasn't from us. Well, they were here. They were inside here. And it is us who taught them to what? Yeah, but I'm the one who made them. Anyway, I understand what you're saying. Yeah? Glory be to God. Yeah, but like she said, these are good people. Copeland and Gloria, you know. They can drain us. Okay. Again, everyone is entitled to their opinion.
For me, what I think is that the message is in what Amy said in the dream. This place has the presence of God, and whenever we come to convene, the presence of God is here. So that is what I picked.
Then the Copelands, nothing. You want to try, eh? You don't fear to have a very wrong.
I think Kenneth Copeland and Gloria, in relation to what we have been studying, they are like ministering spirits or angels that have come. Now, in the physical, before like we start our services and what, we always worship and pray, desiring the presence of God. So now when people don't take that breakfast, to me, I think it works something wrong with the presence of God. So now the ministering spirits who come to give us the prosperity and all these things, they find probably when we are not ready, we are tired. So in a way, to me, I look at it like maybe they take back that which, yeah.
Yeah. Any good teacher would say, well, try, you know. Do you know what he's telling you? Irrelevant stuff. He's telling me that actually he saw her in a dream on Thursday. Maybe it's relevant, I don't know. Just that, you know. Okay? Okay, give them a big hand clap as they go back. Now, this dream, when I first received it, when was it? Friday? You sent it to me Saturday morning, yesterday morning, and whatever. Yeah, Friday morning. When I first read it, then I saw a bit of the Copelands messing us up. My first whatever is what? Just dish it. As in, this is one of those what? Just kind of dreams. Because these are good people, you know, great people, generals in the kingdom. However, I went ahead and I asked her that if it is from God, if it were from God, what would it mean? Then she wrote back something, which now was like, okay, wait a minute, this thing might be what? From God. She responded, and it's something, again about the presence of God. And I was like, okay, this is But then, again, there are so many questions now. The Copelands are good people. Now they can't come to be stealing. So I was like, but God, this bit is not. So my strategy was now to go and engage God. Because I was like, in your spirit, in my spirit, I could feel there was a sense that this is a good dream. So I was like, now I'm just going either, before I go to sleep, I'm going to engage God. You know that thing? Dream activation, Hallelujah, But there's a guy who used to activate what? Who dreams? Kajimu, Richard, That guy, man, was good, I remember twice when I needed some urgent answers, the first time I needed another answer, my wife was to go and give birth in the States, the second born, But there was something that if it is not taken care of, she won't go. So all the dreams were going to, So now I needed an answer. So I was like, I know a guy who can activate what? Dreams. So I remember in the night, it was like 3 a.m., 3 a.m. By the way, I went to bed to activate a dream, to get a solution. By the way, you can do that. It's there in the Bible, in the book of Daniel. It's there. So I wake up midnight, nothing. I go back to bed, nothing. Then three, nothing. Then I realize at around 4, 5, I'm like, now. And now this answer is urgent. So I was like, I think I'm not going to get it. Let me call a guy, who can what? So in the night at around 4, something like that, I called Richard. I called Richard. Now, did you pick the phone? He picked, Okay, yeah, but, do you remember that incident, Man, you get it. Anyway, I remember there was a bit where he said, you come and share it. But there was a bit where, as the phone call was coming in, he was dreaming. You understand, He was dreaming someone telling him, wake up and pick that one. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, so as you called, I was dreaming what the answer that you wanted. So in the dream, someone told me, wake up and pick the call that is coming in. So I woke up and he was calling, so I pick. But then I didn't tell you the answer there and then.
But in the dream you were?
Yes, but I'd gotten that.
Now, these guys. You see, as I'm calling, he's dreaming. It's the answer, and someone is telling him, wake up, pick that one, and tell that person this. You understand? No, that was amazing. I call a guy at 4, I need the, Now, as I'm calling, he's dreaming. Someone telling him, there's a phone call, wake up, pick it, and tell that person this. And that is the answer that we needed. You understand it? You see, Jera, do you remember that? Anyway, this thing about Abigail and Eden, how they were born, it's a movie. There's something which I've even never shared. And the answer came, you know, glory be to God. Yeah, thank you. But where were we? We're still on this dream. I was going to activate a dream so that I can get it. But somehow, anyway, before I did that, on Friday, I am with Joseph. I link up with Joseph Mpora. Then I tell him that there's a dream here. I want you to interpret. But then I'm like, but I don't want you to know the dreamer. You know, so anyway, I remove all those things, the details, who the dreamer is, then I show it to him. Then my Joseph gave me an interpretation. Then I told him, now I realize we are all one body. Every part of the body needs the other. Because he gave me an interpretation, and I'm like, it must be this. Glory be to God. Based on the season that we're in, based on what we've been talking about, you understand? And I'm like, it must be this. You understand? And up to now, I'm convinced it is that. And because it may now, it answered all the questions. Amen? So he said, and this is the official interpretation for now. It is the official one. He said that, which is true, you all know, that the Copelands, Kenneth and Gloria, they represent prosperity. Now, so prosperity had come. So prosperity has come. Like it just falls on us. You understand? When we are kind of not ready. You understand? And of course, it's true, like you all know, even outside the dream, there's a presence of God in this church. Every time when we meet on a Sunday and Wednesday and Thursday, you know, that's why there was a dream from Rwanda. A girl from Rwanda, never been here, dreamt when Elvis is saying that your church is full of angels. You remember? So, the presence of God in this place. Then, prosperity came. You understand? Now, when prosperity came, you know, unto guys who are not ready, you understand? It messed them up, and what? They lost the what? The presence. You understand? And you all know that for most people, that's what prosperity does. Isn't it? You know, you are broke, then man, you are broke, you love fasting, you love praying, you love God, you understand? Then you land in money. That's when excuses start. That's when guys who are always praying now are an issue to you. Yeah, but those guys, why are they taking things to the extreme? You know, people who fast now are an issue to you. You used to fast. Now all of a sudden, guys who fast are an issue to you. You're advising them how to be careful, how to take care of their bodies, how it is healthy, it is unhealthy to over fast. You understand? Then as a church like this, we just begin now to entertain. Because now we have dimes, we have all the instruments we need. You understand? Now the worship is just what? Entertainment. You know, No, for me, I believe that is the interpretation. Now, it is a warning dream. A warning dream where God is like, man, this prosperity is coming. But you had better be ready for it not to mess you up. Sarah, don't you think I'm right? Rather, don't you think Joseph was right? That interpretation. We have the presence. We all know that. Of course, there's some people who are carnal. They don't know that. They think this is a social what? Just a club meet, you know. Then Copeland, who represents prosperity, they come. Now, that prosperity is supposed to be a blessing. That's why they were blessing. Prosperity, if it's from God, it's a blessing. You see, that's why they were doing a good, they represented something good. However, the prosperity lands on people who are not what? Ready, who haven't yet made up their mind what they are going to do should God start to increase them. Glory be to God. Amen? And then it messes them up. Glory be to God. It is known, experientially, as in history, human nature is such that when people have everything that they need, you understand, they don't see a need for God. It's true, human nature, you know, they don't, you know, they now, you know, man, you know, they somehow, I've met such people, where, anyway, let me not go there, because some of my examples, some people are just ready to grab what I'm saying and then twist it, you know. You know, prosperity. Anyway, so that dream is a good dream. It's a warning. First of all, it is telling us what is coming. A good thing. Because God is going to increase us. Amen? Don't pretend like you're not happy about that. I mean, I know you all like dimes. Hallelujah. You see, again, you see? Now, when I got that dream, I realized, oh, now that's why there's been this angel talk. As talk about angels, how to help them, you know, to energize them. Because there is something God is what? He has begun to do, assignment to angels to come and do what they're supposed to do in our lives, bring promises to fulfillment, you understand? And so it is coming, you know, most of you now, you know, you like to pray, you worship with your hearts, you understand? Energizing the angels, okay? And, you know, and now God is giving a warning, you understand? That be ready, let it not mess you up. It's amazing how, you know, you didn't have a car at a certain point, and you used to walk to church. Used to walk to church, there was no issue. Then one day, either the car has an issue, and now you can't go to church because the car has a problem. You understand? What has happened? Prosperity has messed you up. Glory be to God. You know, you used to pray, you used to read the Bible, you understand? Now when prosperity comes, now you have an issue with guys who are reading the Bible more than you do. You know, the Bible that gave you the solutions and took you to where you are, you know, all of a sudden now you're anti-people who are also doing the same things you did to get where you are. Now you're anti-them. You even have scriptures for them. I'm telling you, But I want to warn some people who come to me for what God has taught them to tell me. And they use the Bible. You see, man, I know this Bible. And I will just make you realize that you are lying, God didn't tell you. Use the Bible because God said in the Bible, you know, because now you're pastor, but you know, I will just, you know. Anyway, you used to fast. You know, then why a breakthrough came? All of a sudden, you are persecuting people who fast. You know, Amen? You're saying what? You talk about how they look like, how they're so thin, how they are, you know. First of all, they are not thin for you. They are thin for themselves. Deep revelation. You understand? It's another thing, maybe if the guy or the chick is interested in you, but for you don't want them that thin. There now you can voice an opinion. You understand? Say, okay, I would want you, I would say yes, but. But the guy is not even interested in you. But you're sending him scriptures against over-fasting. But you used to do it, But now you're there, because you have food in the fridge, you can't fast because somehow you cannot when food, you know, You used to spend time praying, worshiping God, Until, you know, increase came, and you are able now to afford DSTV. Now you spend all your day on what? Rubbish. And you call it relaxing. I'm relaxing. But you haven't yet done anything godly. And you're relaxing for hours. You understand? Then all of a sudden, you are anti guys who are ever reading the Bible, who are ever praying. Because your dear Stevie has messed you up. Then you have excuses because you want to know what is happening in the world. But how long does it take you to know what's happening in the world? When you look at CNN, they just repeat these stories. Every 5 minutes, same stuff. You know, how long does it take you to know what's happening in the world? Just what has happened? Prosperity has what? Messed you up. And that's what God is now warning us. That you guys, you have carried my presence. You have loved me so much and I abide within you. You understand? You have loved, especially you, Pastor Moses. It is because you have harassed the worship team to worship me from. You understand? To produce the glory. And please, I want to continue to abide with you. When I send you these things, don't forget me. You know, don't forget me. You see, and when that presence lifts, somehow even that prosperity won't be what? It is only a kind of person who can enjoy prosperity and they don't feel there's something wrong. They don't feel that, man, this thing, okay, yeah, we have the damage, but, I'm not satisfied. Only a very deeply kind of person. Amen? I remember many years ago, Elvis didn't have a car. Now, this is why, by the way, you guys, you should highly esteem Elvis. Because, first of all, right now, he has handled the test of success. He has handled it well. Success is also a test. This test of no money is not as hard as the test of mob money. I'm telling you the truth. Glory be to God. So he didn't have a car. He didn't have a car. I also didn't have a car. So I remember we would be with Elvis up to like 9 p.m. in the night. We'll be at Uganda House. We talk. Then we walk from Uganda, wherever we are, to the park. Is it New Park or Old Park? Wherever. He used to stay somewhere in Munyonyo, that side. So those taxis, wherever. So then we get to the taxi. Then again we stop. Then we jazz. Then Elvis, now the taxi is getting full. Then first of all, he used to go and buy a pint of milk. You know those little things? The small ones. Because he was single. Then a loaf of bread. This guy that you're looking at, man, you should know where it's come from, man. Amen? So he buy those things, then he enter taxi, run, before it gets full. And later, he gets a car. Now, when he got that car, I remember him telling me that, man, this car, there's something I used to do now because of the car. Like there's some places he used to go to pray, but now this car thing, So now again, now someone who's sharp can pick up these things when now something of God is beginning to mess up your relationship with God. So Elvis now he picks it up, but man, this car, cool, now you have to, So he had to do something to make, glory be to God. And to this day, God, like you all know, God has abundantly blessed him. Amen. But he knows, man, that there's something, if this prosperity gets you, when you're not steady, when you're not ready, it will mess you up. All of a sudden, you don't like poor people. I'm telling you, these things happen, You know these things, I'm telling you, all of a sudden, I mean, you are broke. Then all of a sudden, let's say you're a chick. You are broke, you didn't have nothing. Then God, made you some big woman somewhere. Then all of a sudden, then some guy who's bold enough, you know, hears from God, man. Then she comes from this MD woman. Then all of a sudden, you wonder how people can be this broke. You understand? Eh? Now, what has happened? You have just become stupid. Isn't that so? Amen? Prosperity has messed you up. Eh? Eh? All of a sudden, you want to control everybody who has less money than you. Eh? If you buy them a cup of tea, one time you will remind them how you paid for the cup of tea. I'm telling you guys, this prosperity thing, eh? Amen? Anyway, you have had the dream, eh? Amen? It's good news, eh? Number one, God is going to abundantly bless you. You understand, eh? The angels are on assignment to make sure that this happens. Amen? But God is warning us that, guys, man, be ready, eh? Amen? Don't forget me. You understand? Because if you don't, then my presence will lift, eh? You know? Because you have decided, eh? You don't need them anymore. Now you're comfortable, eh? You know, eh? Amen? So God is saying, please don't, eh? Glory be to God. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. Amen? One of the things, eh? Let's read, eh? Revelation chapter 3. Verse 14 to 21. This is there are seven churches in the book of Revelation, eh? And this was the seventh church, eh? And according to their guy I told you, who wrote a book, Demons and Eyewitness Account, eh? God told him that this generation is the last church. It is represented by this church. Meaning that Jesus is coming back soon. And he told him that, I think, in the 70s. Now, how many years have passed? Meaning that now he's coming back now very, very soon. Amen? So he told him, and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, this thing says, the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I could wish you are cold or hot. So then, because you're lukewarm, no presence, you're lukewarm, eh? You don't have kasigiri for me, eh? Like Pastor Moses, you know? I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, have need of nothing, you don't know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Then Jesus said, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire that you may be rich. Amen? Then he said in verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, eh? Amen? That person who has been messed up by prosperity, they are rich, so they are like, I don't need nothing. Eh? I don't need God. Eh? They are lukewarm. Eh? Amen? They used to read four chapters of the Bible, eh? Four chapters of the Bible a day. Now, they're just reading devotionals. Devotionals are not evil, eh? But they don't replace the Bible. And devotionals, most of them are just man's opinion. Huh? So now they're just reading a devotional. I have some, every day, I read one, what? Devotion of Joel Austin. The guy used to read what? You know, these things are going to happen. Eh? And you have excuses because I have meetings every day, you know, busy. Eh? You are big, eh? You know. Eh? So he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come into him and dine with him and he with me. Let's talk about the presence. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen. Then he says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as also I overcame and sat down with my Father on the what? On his throne. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, God doesn't want us to get to that level, to the level of that church, when we become lukewarm. We used to pray from 5:30 to 8 on Thursday. Now you're like, but these guys over pray in tongues, eh? Can't they at least, you know, eh? They're over praying. Huh? Then you'll be studying because you got a job and now prayer meeting. Whew. Yet you leave work at 5. But because now you have money to hang out at a certain place after work. This is what happens. Money creates opportunities. Those days, man, 5:30 you're here. Now you have money now to pay for a cappuccino after work. Now, these things happen, by the way. You used to come and pray, you know, believing God for a husband or for a wife. Then she or he came. Then that was the end. You have prospered, spousally. you know, I'm telling you, this thing, let me tell you guys, for me, I know from experience, this prosperity thing, you have to be sober. I know. You have to be very sober. In fact, the best way to handle financial prosperity, especially before it comes, you must be deliberate. You must say, this money, when it comes, primarily, it is for giving away. I'm telling you, yeah, if it gets you when you don't have that mindset, before you know it, you have joined a Rotary Club. Because now you have dimes. You see, a Rotary Club that meets on Thursday. In the evening, of course. Because now, well, you have dimes to contribute to causes. So, you know, this is what happens. I'm telling you, before that, you are even just... But the Rotary Clubs are evil. It's my opinion. Very evil. Yeah, but no scripture. But I know these things. In fact, the Freemasons use the Rotary Clubs as their recruitment. I've attended some of those things. And when you meet there, guys are just being obscene. They have obscene jokes. And then the money they collect, they spend more money on nonsense than what they give to a charity thing. I'm telling you. I have a friend who was a big guy in one of those things. And this one time I was in their house and his father, who was of course richer than him, but for him he had jammed Rotary, he was telling him, but you guys, what you know? And you could see the guy, man, was feeling bad that the dad was exposing the whole thing. Then that evening I went with a guy to that thing. And I witnessed what the dad was saying. Just talking nonsense, vulgar jokes. I can assure you, every time men who are born again meet together. Anyway, that is what? Something else. You know, Rotary now, because you have dimes, you know, now Rotary Club Thursday, Cartier. Then you're like, but God, I want us to just pray all the time, praying. So now you now have issues with your ex-prayer buddies. I'm telling you, these things. Then you also want to show that you also have dimes, You know, you have to like appear like so that people don't pass eyes through you, So you start doing things like the rich, You know, And what you don't know is that most rich people are stupid. Again, I've done observation. Most of them are stupid. However, God doesn't want, He wants us to be rich. He wants us to be the first rich and stupid people. The first rich, and you know. Of course, you know what I mean. Not all what? People are stupid, but most of them are. When you hear what is coming out of their mouth, the wisdom they are giving, and how they want to use money to control other people. You know, I had mob what? Whose scripture, but now I'm being led by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You can fall from any level. Never forget that. If you read the final quest, by the way, if you're gonna be rich and godly and with zeal for God, always read the final quest, like at least once every 3 months. That book will keep you on track. But in that book, Rick Jenner said, he was told that you can fall from any level, no matter who you are. There's some of you right now who think some human beings can't fall. You are in deception. You know, you have gotten some people, put them up there like they are infallible, they can't fall. Man, anyone can fall. Anyone. And the earlier you get to know that, the better. For me, I have it here that anyone can fall. You know, if they, you know, and maybe for me, I failed already, you know. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse what? From verse 11, You remember Lucifer? Man, I read about Lucifer, how he felt when I just got born again. Man, I wanted to cry. You know, in fact, at that moment, because I was immature in the things of God, it's like I wanted to intercede for Lucifer. I'm telling you, so that God can get him back. You know, it says from verse 11, it says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre. But now you will learn that he's talking about the devil. And said to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now, if that thing can't make you cry, there's something wrong with you. Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Go on. Then it says, you were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. Then it lists all the stones. You know, precious stones. Then in verse 14 it says, you were the anointed cherub who covers. A cherub, by the way, is an angel of high degree. You know, You are the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your treading, you know, you became filled with violence within and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God and I destroyed you, all covering cherub. Hallelujah. Verse 17, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You know, Man, these things, man, when I just couldn't born again, I wanted to cry. I remember I was in my room, I read this on campus and I wanted to cry. Perfect in beauty. Full of, do you know any human being like that? Perfect in beauty. Full of wisdom. Then he said, you are perfect in all your ways, till iniquity was found in you. Verse 17, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you. You understand? Lucifer, this angel that you're always binding, man, the guy was great, but he fell. You understand? He did not keep the main thing as the main thing. And the main thing was God. This prosperity, this increase that is coming your way, let it not become the main thing. Keep the main thing, the source, God. Let him always remain the main thing. Otherwise, the presence will be lifted. You understand? And you cannot enjoy prosperity without God. Rick Joyner, in his book, I think, yeah, in his book, one of his books, he wrote and said that even the most glorious promised land would be a terrible place without the presence of God. You know, that is why Moses was leading the children of Israel to the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. You remember? Then at a certain point, God was like, I'm not going with you. And Moses said, you're joking. If your presence does not go with us, we are not leaving this place. But they're going to a land flowing with milk and honey, prosperity. You know, fulfilled promises. And Moses was sharp. He said, without your presence, we are not going. Because Moses had sense. He knew that promises without God, without the presence of God, fulfillment of promises without the presence of God, it's no sense. You understand? And he said, we are not going. Then God was like, you know, finally I found someone who has sense. And God said, I will go with you. My presence will go with you. Glory be to God. Amen? Let's read this Lucifer thing from Isaiah 14. There was Ezekiel 28. That's how, for many years, that's how I knew where these stories are. 14 times 2. Amen. Some of you are like, what is talking about? Glory be to God. So Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 16. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You know? So he's filled with pride, and now he doesn't need God. The way a fulfilled promise can mess someone up. And I'm not talking about money, any other thing. I remember, Gabby can confirm, when we were kids, right now we are what? We have gray hair on the beard, you know. Amen? And sometimes it makes us even look more handsome. You know, you know, when we were kids, after campus, we noticed, you remember, we noticed that most of the people who would get married, guys who had category for God, you know, you remember? Man, the moment guys would get married, you know, as you don't see them no more. Each guy used to fast, used to make people fast. He was maybe whatever he was, a prayer sake or a pastor, a single pastor, making the church fast, fasting. Then the guy got married. Then all of a sudden, the guy want to fast. He's even now advising these single guys to eat some food, eat some food. See, you know, Chige stopped fasting. Now he's big what? Now he's preaching sermons which God even didn't tell him. The Chige is talking about prosperity. Does this God called him to talk about prayer and fasting? No, because the Chige now has nice food at home. Even his sermon changes. I'm telling you, people fall. Guys used to go for overnight. Now because they've gotten married, somehow they it's like God has told them now, because you're married, you're excluded from overnight. I know babes don't want to hear these things. They want their guys to what? You know, some of these things, and some of these things are said in marriage, those counseling things. How you have to be with your wife every night. Where does it say that in the Bible? Because now you're married, that time you're single. Okay, yes, married people are supposed to have sex, but first of all, it's not sex every day. You understand? And anyway, you know what I'm saying? You see, I grew up just like you. I grew up in this, what? I've been a mamba locally, so I know what they think. I know You observe. Eh? You start from today. You just observe. Eh? When people have just gotten married, eh? And they have all the carnal reasons to explain their backsliding. Glory be to God. Man, I got married. You know, to this day, guys still wonder why I've never put on weight. First of all, I put on weight. You know, anyway, let me leave that one. We're talking about what? Yeah, anyway, so Lucifer failed. Eh? Amen? But it's not going to be with you. It's good. I mean, people, like someone wants kids. Eh? You know, maybe they're believing God for a kid. Eh? They are praying overnight, fasting, confessing, meditation, the word. Let that kid come. Then man, even the money they used to give away. It's like their kids have to wear over how many clothes. They say, because I have to buy my baby over what this. I mean, a kid can wear one thing at a time. And within a few months, she should be, you know. But now all the money, be giving, and they say, because God wants us to take care of the baby. What has happened? I'm not talking about you, Bridget. You're looking at me like I'm talking about you. I'm talking about us, human nature. And I've been around this thing for, I got born again in 98. Gabby, when did I get saved? You're the guys who preached to me. Then I became more radical than you guys. Hallelujah. Now I'm a pastor for you. Just a surgeon. Eating Nakasero Hospital money. By the way, there's some of you who are annoyed by what I'm saying right now. Eh? So let me give you some nice story. By the way, this book that we wrote, the prosperity book, but that book is from heaven. I can tell you the truth. I knew just before the launch, I knew God wanted me to take that day of the launch seriously. I knew God even wouldn't want me to wear an old suit. Eh? A nice suit, but old. He wanted me to get a new one, a new shoes. Eh? I knew God was saying, please honor that day, because that book is very serious to me, and I want you to take that event seriously. Now remember, like 2 days before the event, I didn't have the money for a suit for the shoes, but I was like, I don't mind, I have suits in my wardrobe. Eh? I'd given away all the money. Then I'm sitting somewhere, you know, then man, I receive money on mobile phone. A lot of money, and it was from Gabby. Then God told me, now you have no excuse, not to honor my day. That's when I realized that, man, this book is very serious. That God is even saying, you know, he sent me a lot of money for a suit. Now, he didn't know, by the way, Gabby, I think, hadn't given me any money over 10 years. Hallelujah. Now that we have begun this talk, now let us go somewhere else. Again, about him. Years ago, so don't care what I'm going to say. It is not to embarrass you. Now you're a prosperous man. But years ago, I was working in Chenjojo. A very good job. And that money was for giving away, man. Anyway, so I was working in Chenjojo, whatever you call it, Chenjojo, you know. Then Gabby gave me a call. Anyway, he wanted some money. Do you remember? Anyway, so I lent him the money. And at that point, it was a lot of money, you know, It was like, I think, 50% of my salary. I gave it to him. Lent him. Then, one time, I'm in Mulago, interns mess, one of the interns. A friend of mine was doing internship, so I visited him. Then I was with him in the room. Then as I'm there in his room watching a TV, I heard a voice, inner witness, telling me that cancel the date that you gave Gabby, make it a seed. As in, cancel it and count it as a seed. So I remember, I walked out of the room. I left this other friend of mine in the room, walked out, you know. Then I called Gabby. I told him, now, the other money, don't pay it back. You know, it is just a seed. Don't pay it back. And he was like, oh, thank you so much. Thank you, you know. Then I entered back in the room. Now, the moment I entered back in the room, this friend of mine I was with, who hadn't had the conversation, the moment I entered the room. Meanwhile, at that time, I wanted to go to Berkeley for school, master's. So anyway, the moment I enter back in the room, this guy who hadn't had nothing, the guy just looked at me and said, with those kind of seeds that you're sowing, there is no way you can fail to go to Berkeley. Man, you see, the guy, like, something had come upon him, and was probably, he didn't know what I just done. I guess, with those kind of seeds that you're sowing, you cannot fail to go to Berkeley. Glory be to God. That was for free, But let me first mess you up again. Those of you who have backslidden or were planning to backslide, you're not escaping today. Glory be to God. But we're done. Amen. I've had many stuff, but what they're supposed to say, we have what? Said it. Glory be to God. So aren't you so happy that God is going to bless you? Aren't you so happy that there are angels on assignment? Angels on assignment looking out for your good. You understand? Now what God would want you to do? Continue energizing them. Continue worshiping Him. Continue praying. Continue spending time in the Word. Continue spending time in God's presence. And make a decision of how you're going to live when increase comes your way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus should remain. Take that dream. If you want us to share this dream with you, we can share it with you so that you can meditate upon it. Amen. So that it can help you to remain what? Glory be to God. So, thank God for what you've had. Amen. Thank God for what you've had. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. This is a day that you have made, and we shall be glad and we shall rejoice in it. This is a day, this is a season that you have made to increase us. For increase is of you, Father. You want us to multiply. You want us to increase. That is a sure promise in the Bible. And Father, you're getting ready to do that for us. But we pray, precious one, help us to keep you as the center of our lives. Help us. Help us, Father. Help us, precious one. On our own, we cannot stand. We need your grace, the grace to stand, the grace to remain focused, Father, the grace to keep you as our all in all. Silver and gold doesn't compare to you. May that understanding come to us, Father. Help us. Even the most glorious promised land would be a terrible place without your presence. So Father, help us. Help us to always yearn for your presence. when what you have promised us begins to manifest, may we never forsake you. But may we use the riches of the world. May we use the fulfilled promises. May we use them as something to take us higher in you. May we use them as something to provide a greater atmosphere for fellowshipping with you. Help us, Lord.
You are precious, more precious than gold. You are the rose. You are the rose of Sharon.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.